Gaza now has the highest number of child amputees per capita in the world, a stark reminder of the war's horrific toll on the youngest victims. Before the State Department paused new medical visas for Palestinians back in August, a group of children was able to leave Gaza for life-saving medical care here in the U.S. Among them, four young survivors, children and teens, whose stories reveal not just loss, but remarkable resilience and hope. Amna Nawaz and producer Zeba Varsi captured their stories. A warning, some images are disturbing.
In here, seven-year-old Qamar can create her own world. Surrounded by Disney characters, drawing fishy fish, as she calls them, she forgets for the moment what was lost in the real world, where she's still learning to take small steps in her new body. And with three-year-old brother Omar working to piece together a new life far from the war she left back home. 2 months into Israel's war in Gaza, an airstrike destroyed her family home in Jabalia. That was on December 4th of 2023, Qamar's sixth birthday. Her mother Huda helps her to find the words.
She's like, it was my worst birthday ever. Of course it is. We've got bombed 7 times. The whole area was bombed. It was a crazy day. It was, they call it the blood day.
Qamar's 14-year-old cousin Muattasim was killed that day. Sister Tulin suffered a head injury and was blinded for days. Huda today is haunted by the memory.
After the 5 bomb, I heard Tulin. She was in the kitchen. She was scared, but she's got injured in her head. So there's a blood everywhere. She can't see. She's just calling me. So I had to put Qamar in a corner because Qamar, she had a leg injured. So
as Huda carried the smaller children out, Qamar faced her worst fears.
Just me and my cousin. So I got her hand and we sit together. And then I told her, okay, nobody can come. So just me and you. But it's just me and you, so nobody, we're gonna like die right now.
She survived, but delayed care at the overwhelmed hospital meant Qamar's leg had to be amputated, even as bombs fell around the facility.
I used to be afraid earlier, but because there were a lot of bombs, I got used to it.
She's now getting used to a new life in New Jersey, where she arrived in March with her mother and brother. Her father and sister remain in Gaza.
There's literally thousands and thousands of children in Gaza right now who need medical care that cannot get inside Gaza because the health system's been decimated and destroyed.
Steve Sosabi and his wife, pediatric oncologist Dr. Zina Salman, are co-founders of the organization Heal Palestine that's evacuated Qamar and more than 60 children from Gaza to the U.S. for medical treatment in the last 2 years. A former journalist, Steve says he was moved to change paths.
It was the encounter with an injured child back in 1990 who had had his legs amputated, lost a hand from a bomb, and he was only 10 years old. And I got to know him, and I felt kind of like an obligation as a human being, first and foremost, to try to help him get prosthetic limbs and become mobile. This is a global responsibility to heal these kids. It's an individual responsibility for myself and for Zina.
We call it a healing community where we have our families living amongst each other, really just love them through this whole process so that they can start to feel whole again. As a mother, every night I put my own kids to bed and I get a little teary-eyed most nights because I think how blessed they are to have a full belly and a warm bed and a roof over their heads. And that to me is reason enough. They've lost so much. We can't give them back everything that they've lost, but we can start to put those pieces back together with them.
In another part of New Jersey, we meet 19-year-old Sara and her family, big sister Seham and mother Lana. Family time is quieter now with just these three. Back home in Gaza, as one of 9 children, then 17-year-old Sara's home was always full. That video was minutes before bombs fell outside their family home, just moments before she held her little brother Hamoud's hand at the window.
So I rushed to him because I know Hamoud, and I found him standing there looking shaken. So I said, Hamoud, you are so brave. Nothing is going to happen. This is just a sound. The moment I let go of his hand, something extremely hot hit my back forward. I was overcome with fear that I couldn't recognize where I was.
Oh, hold on. It was enough to catch the sound of endless crying and screaming.
The blast killed 8-year-old Hamoud and 15-year-old Ahmed and left Sara with third-degree burns over 60% of her body.
How did you learn that your brothers had been killed?
When I heard my sisters screaming, Papa, Papa, Ahmed is still outside. And I knew there was no way he's still alive. And Ahmed left without any goodbye, and Hamoud followed him without any goodbye. And when Hamoud passed away, my sister Farah tried to say, no, be happy for him. There is an ambulance outside. We got the permission to get him to the hospital. I was like, Farah, stop it. I heard Hamoud stop breathing. I know it.
You heard your brother stop breathing?
Yeah. You know, because smoking were roaring out my mouth, and Hamoud same thing, he wasn't able to breathe. He was like, like that. So when he passed away, I heard Hamoud stop breathing, like, completely silent.
Blocked from leaving the neighborhood by Israeli troops, Sara's family fought for 14 days to keep her alive, using supplies at home to fight off infection.
My skin were open, like I have wooden everywhere, and it was bleeding. So just imagine someone wipe you with vinegar.
Your father had to wipe your body with vinegar.
Yeah, that was.
And they keep infection away.
And I was screaming, even though they gave me a pain medicine, but it was expired. And I was like, Daddy, stop. And he said, I know. I know I'm doing too much for you, but I have to do it. I can't lose you.
When she was evacuated, Sara couldn't move her legs, arms, or neck. Today, she's undergone over 20 surgeries with at least a dozen more ahead.
When the cat happened, I just realized my life is done. My mom was like, Sara, stop. Nothing is going to stop the life for you. You have to keep going. You have to keep looking forward to your future. And this is what I'm going to do right now. Yeah.
In Chicago, meanwhile, the HEAL community is just trying to keep up with Adam, a 4-year-old force of nature.
What's this?
With a relentless, insatiable curiosity.
I can do it!
And a sense of stubbornness like any ordinary kid his age.
Go!
But Adam has already survived the extraordinary.
Superheroes!
In July of 2024, an explosion ripped through his family tent in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. His entire family, mother, father, brother, and sister, all killed in an instant. Adam lost most of his right leg. He was evacuated with his grandmother, Alia.
At the beginning, he would cry all day, asking for his parents and saying he wanted to go to his dad in heaven.
Today, the two live with a host family. Alia now helps Adam to walk, as she once did with his father.
I see my son Ahmed in Adam. It's as if he's the one in front of me. He looks just like him. I pray that I get to live long enough to see him grow up and become a man, and then God can take me.
Just a few miles away, 15-year-old Khalil tries to keep Gaza close, playing the music of his homeland, and watching scenes from the streets he once roamed.
I had great memories with my friends. We used to ride our bikes and do everything together. We'd always rent out a field and play soccer together. I really miss them all.
In April of 2024, Khalil walked down the street to a barber shop to retrieve a pair of forgotten glasses.
When I went back to get my glasses, I was hit by a bomb.
Khalil, do you remember anything about what it felt like? Or what happened after the bombing?
No, I don't remember. After the injury, I was in a coma for a week, and that's it.
He awoke to learn that he'd lost both his legs. He's now traded his bike for a wheelchair and soccer for basketball therapy. He's now also adjusting to a new life with his mother Reem and sister Lulu by his side. He's a quick study too, eager to learn a new song. Go. He says he works hard in school. He wants to be an engineer. We ask him why.
Because I want to build Gaza back up again, so it'll be better than ever was, even better than America.
Sara, too, is looking to the future.
Do you think about going back?
In this case, no. But of course, like 2 years, 3 years, when Gaza gonna go back stronger, of course I'm gonna go back.
For Kamar, the dream is to be a doctor.
Because there's some people like me, so I want to do them a prosthetic so they can be like through, I guess.
And to return to Gaza and to her sister.
I love when my sister and I used to play. When we go back to Gaza and there's no more Israeli military, we're going to start everything over from scratch.